Anyway, we are honored to have coming up to the stage next, Stone Cold Jane Austen.
Going to be one of those shows. I am Stone Cold Jane Austen, queen of the cities beyond the plain, and king of putting two boots in your asshole. It's my new material. I'm so excited to be doing a show for you here today, but I really must warn you that this isn't going to be your mother's lily-livered quivering show, no. This is going to be a root-tootin', patootie-bootin', Vladimir Putin kind of show. You better fasten your seatbelts, because I promise nothing if it's not a haze of trepidation, a wave of titillation, and a daze of mutilation.
Great.
We don't have too much time together, audience. So we're going to have to raise hell, and we're going to have to raise it quickly. So can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah!
Way more people than I was expecting.
I like it.
You guys are in for the ride. Are these really hiding my thunder? It looks like Margaret Thatcher's bouffant hairdo down there. It's really something that you want to see on a dark alley in a dark night. Okay. Stories. Stories. We're at a pub theater. It's time to do some stories. Everyone has stories. Maybe someone's going to tell one about their cat. Or maybe about some Instagram thing that they did. The guys that do Instagram. Or maybe tell a story about the first time you learned to make your dick do a little dance. Anyone?
They love that one.
Okay, well maybe not. Maybe not. But I have a story that will literally knock the socks off of any story you've heard before. Would you like to hear it? Right. I am British, and as most British people are, I'm an orphan. I don't have any parents. I grew up in the city of Bath, which is a thing that I'm going to have to take after this, because we're going to have to air it out a little bit. I attended the Bleak House School for Intransient Youth. And boy, was it bleak. House. That one guy loved it. Going straight to the top. They had everything, but most of all, they had books. When I was a wee little whelp, I read nothing but books, and I'm talking the real crazy, freaky shit that they don't teach in schools anymore. I'm talking Kafka, Dostoevsky, the Book of Revelations, or as I like to refer to it, the bonus features in the DVD of the Bible. There was one thing that was missing from my life, and I didn't know what it would be until it came booting through the door, and that was a train tour by the World Wrestling Federation. Going straight to Bleak House, and that was the first time I had ever seen pile drivers and spandex and the machismo, and I knew right then and there that I was destined to be a professional wrestler. I mean, everyone's got to have a dream, right? Ooh, silence on that one. Doesn't everyone have a dream here?
Yeah!
Oh, so you all have dreams then. Let's hear them.
I want to be a novelist.
You want to be a novelist?
Yeah.
I hope that's your real voice. What's your name?
Alex.
Alex, you have an incredibly high voice.
But I haven't written a word and no one can hear my voice.
Wonderful. Give me a big thing. Tell me what you've done today to fulfill your dream. That thing that burns inside you, like a little kernel of something, maybe a shot of whiskey that just gurgles in your belly until you can't get it out unless you just do your dream. What's your dream?
I bet
you can hide
my apartment. All of it.
What? I mean, really, your entire apartment? Well, when are you going to do it?
No, I didn't today.
Well, then you fulfilled your dream. I guess you can just die. Really?
Yeah.
And don't give up, Alex. That the Victorians taught us, it's that you never give up.
You're right.
Maybe you could find some way to just dirty up your apartment and then clean it again. If only there was some grand force like entropy that would do that for you. Alright, Alex. Well, the point is, after I saw this circus on the train, I Indiana Jones my way on, took it across Siberia to America, the land of Federation Wrestling. And that is where I climbed my way to the top, stunner after stunner, until I was crowned the king of all worldwide Federation Wrestling. I'm talking everything. But it wasn't enough. Alex knows what I'm talking about. You get to the top, and then you want to go a little bit further. So that's why I came to Chicago. Because why be just one actor on one stage when you can be the greatest actor on every stage? That is precisely what I intend to do. But before I go, I have a little bit of a gift. Claire, if you would be so kind.